People talk about football, basketball, sports. I like to talk about church. Church is my life. Has been for 65 years, and I'm not too old to change, but I don't feel like I'm going to change very much. The only change I want to do is get closer to the Lord that I love very, very dearly. And I'm so honored to be able to stand where I am today. I hope you folks don't get too tired of me anyway. I'm so thankful for every one of you. And I told Brother and Sister Crosswhite just a few days ago, we were together. And as we were saying our goodbyes, I said, I'm glad to call y'all mine. And of course, you know, y'all is a Texas word. We speak our own language here. And I really am, and I'm glad to call you friends, every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us, and we love every one of you. I tell you what, I appreciate the Lord. Sister Crosswhite was mentioning relationships, and if I can take just a moment, I'll share one with you. We had a couple in our church years ago. And the woman and my wife taught Sunday school together, and the husband felt like they needed to move. And so she called, the wife called, and my wife asked her, said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "Sis Schubert, I love you dearly, but this time I need my pastor." And so I got on the phone when I got home and talked for 45 minutes, and she told me this. She said, "Every time I get close to a pastor, we leave and I get hurt." And here's what I said, and I'll tell you this. I said, "You can put up a wall around you, and you won't get hurt, but you're going to miss out so many great opportunities, because when you love, you're eligible to be hurt. Because when you love somebody, they can hurt you whether they intend to or not. The old saying, parting is such sweet sorrow." But let me open your heart to love, to those relationships, especially a great relationship with the Lord. Because when you've got a good relationship with God, you've got the greatest and the most important relationship you'll ever have. But other than that, find some good relationship with precious saints of God. They are really your family. My son was going to quit the church one time. He was a teenager, and you know how that goes. And so he said, "Dad, I'm just going to quit the church." And I said, "Okay, if that's the way you feel, okay. But I want you to remember, in the church is where your real friends are." I said, "Think about it." So he thought about it a while, and he said, "Dad, I think I'll just stay with it." So he's still with it. So you know what? I've been with it a long time, and I don't see any reason or any time or any place to change. I love the church. And folks, this building is not the church. You are the church. We are the church. Every time we go out in public, we are representing God, and we're representing our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. My. How great God is. I am so thankful and honored to be able to, and I'll get the microphone in just a minute. Normally I don't need it, but they need it to record if they record this. You know, everybody is a good example. Some people are a good bad example, and some people are just good examples. You know how that goes. You see somebody and you got a little boy, you say, "You don't want to be like that." Or if you got a little girl, I saw on the Kindle where the guy and that singer, that lady singer, Taylor Swift, that's her name. I saw a post from a number of women saying, "Ladies, Taylor Swift is no role model for your daughter." I would be the first to second that. She may be pretty and she may be very popular, but she's not a good Holy Ghost filled lady of God. You need to pick out you a real Christian. If you're a young person, pick out you a real Christian lady and then say, "God, I want to be like that." But I tell God a lot of times at my age, here's what I tell the Lord. "Lord, I want your spirit." I had a young preacher told me one time, said, "Brother Schubert, I want your spirit." And I've been so honored ever since that. But here's my feeling. God, I want your spirit. That's the spirit I want, because in the face of it all, he still loved. He loved me when I am not even lovable even to this day. And I told my wife one time, I said, I don't know what had happened in my life or what I had done or how I had, I don't know. But I do remember this. I told Sister, but I said, I'm glad I'm not God. And she looked at me and I said, if I were God, I'd take that middle finger of mine and I'd thump Schubert in the back of the head. And I'd say, Schubert, shape up. And I said, if I ever did quit rolling, can you imagine if God thumped you in the back of the head, how long and how far you might roll? I tell you, I don't hope God don't ever thump me in the back of the head. But aren't you glad that I'm not God too? Right, I got some amens. I'm glad I'm not God, but I'm glad you're not God. David proved that point one time. God said, basically, do you want me to judge you? You want man? He said, God, I want you to judge me. I'd rather have God judge me any day than any man I know. All right, enough whatever I'm doing. Stand with me, and I want to go into the word of the Lord. I have wrestled, and I have prayed, and to be perfectly frank, Wiggy, I do not say this, certainly not bragging on me, but I feel that I have brought something from the Lord. And even as after I have come into the service this morning, God has been speaking to me. And can I be bold and tell you before this service is over, before we close the doors and turn out the lights, God is about to touch somebody. God spoke to me and said, somebody needs a touch, and you're going to touch them through my spirit and through my power. Oh, bless the wonderful name of the Holy God of heaven. If you have got a pain in your body, it's going to leave your body before you leave here today. I say this in the name and upon the authority of Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve. As Paul said, can I tell you today, I don't come in the name of Schubert. I don't come with my ability. I don't come with my whatever you want to call it, but I come in that holy name of Jesus Christ, who has all power in heaven and in earth. And I say in the name of the authority of Jesus Christ that somebody is about to get a special touch from the great and the mighty God of heaven. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh my, so I want to go into the word of the Lord. I'm going to be reading two scriptures, and you've heard me read, probably heard me read this one before, but I'm going a different direction with it. Found in Luke, and then I'm going over to Acts chapter 16. These are very, very familiar scriptures to most people that have been in church any time and have heard preaching. So let me read in Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass, as the people pressed about him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And I'm going to stop right here for just a minute. God just spoke to him and said, cut it short. I'm going to do something. You with me? God just told me, said, cut it short. So I'm going to preach till God says it's time to quit. Now that may be, short may be one thing to one and something else to somebody else. But God just impressed me. Folks, I don't do this lightly. I rarely do anything or say anything like this. But I'm telling you, I feel a power that I don't normally feel in the pulpit. I feel a strength of the holy anointing of God that I don't normally feel. And it almost scares me, because I think anything in the world can happen, because God is on the throne and God is in the house and God is about to do something special for somebody today. You're going to walk out these doors different than you walked in them. If you walked out with pain, I'd come to say in the name of the Lord, you're going to walk out and leave that pain behind. If the devil's been tormenting you, you're going to walk out free of that torment because God is in the house. For you that don't know, that's a new one. I don't think I've ever done this before. Stop in the middle. Let me finish reading. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that it would thrust that little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. It was so many. I want to jump over to Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse number 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. God, I love you so very much this morning, and I am so honored and I'm so grateful to be standing where I am. And now, Lord, would you just complete what I feel you're about to do? Let everyone totally be completely and absolutely yielded to you so that you can do what you want to do in this service. We belong to you, Lord, so do with us that seems good to you, and use us to bless, to uplift, to inspire, to encourage, to heal, to make free. In the words and for the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen, amen, amen. God bless the reading of his word. Please be seated. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you for just a very short while this morning from this thought. Whatever he says, just do it. Jesus does not operate, nor does he have to, in the realm that we as people do. This morning as I was talking to the Lord and God began to talk to me more about this, I told you I have wrestled with this. I lay awake during the night praying that God would really do something. I prayed countless times, God, don't let me miss you. And if I ever felt that I'm in the will of God, I feel it this morning. I feel a holy boldness in the power of the universe, which is God Almighty. I want to talk to you in the way we worship, in the way we do things, and all through the Bible. You can find God said and God did things that to the human mind, that's crazy. But let me tell you, when God's in it, it may look crazy to you, but I've come to tell somebody, God may be telling you today to do something entirely different. But when God says do it, you obey God, and it is going to work. I thought about, I was going to read another scripture, but I didn't. God said cut it short. And I thought about Peter and those men. Now, a lot of people fish, and to them it's a sport, it's a pastime, just a fun thing. But if you fish commercially or you really fish, it becomes work. And please bear in mind, back in those days, they didn't have polypropylene or nylon, and they had to clean those nets or they wouldn't last very long. And Peter said, when God told him, let down on your nets. Peter said, Lord, don't you understand? Now, I'm not quoting the scripture, but he said, this ain't gonna work. We fished all night, and we haven't caught anything. Maybe you've got prayer 50 times. Can I tell you, it ain't God telling you, don't get prayer again. God don't do that. The devil will say, you've been up there 20 times. Come back 21. I want to tell somebody today, if God's telling you to do something, go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. What matters, you being obedient to the word of the Lord and allow God to touch you and bless you. Oh, let me tell you something. When I quit my job, I had a good job. Well, I worked at a chemical plant, and we had bought 10 acres of prime property, started clearing it. We had plans for a new home. Our loan had been approved, and God said, I want you to go on the evangelistic field. And so I gave my notice to first to my pastor, to my wife, and told the builders that we were not going to build the house. And so I got to camp meeting. You know, there's always, let me tell you, the devil will use somebody that is in the church if they will allow it. They don't mean and they don't know that. But I got to camp meeting up here at Lufkin, and I got out, and a preacher that I didn't know him, I don't even remember what his name was, but he found out we were going on the field, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, you are crazy. And I said, why? He said, because preachers are not going to use you. They don't know you. Can I tell you, when God says do it, and you do it, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to work. It ain't a maybe. It ain't I hope it'll work. It is going to work. Because when God says it, God has the ability to bring it to fruition. Can I tell somebody today, you may have been hurting a long time, but the healer is in the house today. And God has come to take away that pain and cast it into the far regions of darkness. I do not even remember when I felt such boldness as I feel today. And I take it certainly not lightly. But Peter, Lord, you know, you might think, preacher, you don't understand. I told Sister this morning, I said, you know, when we're teenagers, a lot of times our buddies, our friends, will say, I dare you to do something. And teenagers will do it simply because they're teenagers. Am I speaking to any teenagers? And that's just life. I understand that. But when we get older and God says, I want you to run around the church. Oh, no, God. You know, Lord, I don't do that. Have you ever considered, you say, I can't run. Have you tried walking around the church? You say, I don't do that kind of thing. Can I tell you, it didn't make sense to walk around the walls of Jericho. But I've come to tell somebody, when God said walk around those walls, they came down. When God tells you, walk around that wall. Ladies and gentlemen, the wall is coming down. The pain is going to leave. God is going to do what he says. I may not can always do what I say, but God is never short on his power and on his ability. God is going to do what he said he would do. Somebody come help me. I just got to get down here. One of you young men, so my wife won't worry about me. Thank you. And you don't preach, you don't understand this. But I've come to tell somebody, I'm stuck on this. Somebody in this building right now is hurting, and you're hurting pretty bad. But I've come to tell you in the name and the fear of the God that I love so much and I serve, that pain is about to leave this house. It's not only going to leave your body by the word and the holy power of God. It's going to leave the house, and it's going to leave this building, because what God said, God is not only able, but God is able to do it. And God not only is able, God said, I will do it. And when God says he'll do something, mark it well, God will do it. And Peter, Lord, Peter didn't really believe God. So I want to assure you this morning, what I'm telling you, I believe I've got from God. And Peter didn't really believe God, because the Lord said, let down your nets, plural. And Peter said, I'll let down the net. And that's what he did, singular. And he let down that net, and that one net got so full that it began to break. Lord, this looks crazy. I can almost hear it. It ain't going to work. You know, we have done a lot of things in the church that I've had men, precious men, that would tell me, it ain't gonna work. You can't do it, Brother Schubert. I even told one preacher one time, I said, I wish you hadn't told me that. He said, why? And I said, because we've already done it. You know what? When God, when we built, one place we built, I had a preacher, dear friend, he said, you can't do it for that. And I said, I wish you wouldn't have told me that. He said, why? And I said, because we've already done it. After I had major surgery years ago, a year after, a lady told me, precious lady in the church, she said, you know you won't ever be able to eat spicy foods anymore. And I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, why? After you had that kind of surgery, you just can't eat spicy food. I said, I wish you wouldn't tell me that. She said, why? And I said, I've been eating spicy food for a long time. You're too late. Folks, let me tell you, your God and my God is not short. He is not unable to do something in your body and in your life. I have come to tell somebody, God is not only able to do it, God is about to do it in your body and in your life. I've come to tell you, whatever he says, you do it. And when you obey God, watch what God is going to do in your life. Go ahead and let God bless you. If you feel like running around the church anytime, or if you're hurting, and when you feel like you ought to stand up and worship God, go ahead and do it. You're not going to bother me. And they were shocked that they caught so many fish. Let me jump to Paul and Silas. They had been beaten with many stripes. The humiliation would be enough to get stripped off in the crowd, and then to get beat with ever how many stripes. The Bible said many stripes, and then to put them in jail and put their feet in stocks. That jailer wanted to be sure they didn't get away, because if he got away, they got away. He got killed at midnight. Now, Bible doesn't say he told them, but you don't think the devil told them to pray and sing praises, do you? Let me tell you something. If you ever hear the words you ought to fast, it ain't the devil. If you ever hear a little voice says you ought to pray, it ain't the devil. And if you hear a voice says go to church, it ain't the devil either. Although the devil don't miss church. But something triggered Paul and Silas, and one of them said to the other, let's pray and sing. Let me give you a scenario. Sing. Man, I'm hurting. I can almost hear the devil. If God really loves you, would he let you be suffering like you are? If good and bad happens to all of us, in the church, out of the church, above the church, and below the church. I've told myself a lot of times, Schubert, you've never went through anything like the Lord did, and he didn't deserve any of it. So if he suffered, who am I that I should never suffer? But today, your suffering is about to end. Forgive me if I feel a holy boldness, but I feel it in the holy God of heaven. My Lord, have mercy. You know what we'd say if we wouldn't care? Well, I don't feel like singing. Man, we just, what God allowed us to. Let me tell you, they prayed and they sang praises to God. They may not have felt like it, but they did it anyway. Maybe you ought to stand and begin to praise and thank God for touching your body. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the healer is in the house. The healer, the deliverer is in the house. Come on. God is about to do to you what for you, what he did for Paul and Silas, and the prison door of your life is about to break open, and you're going to be free and set free and delivered like you never have before. Tell me who you are that's hurting. God hadn't let me know yet. Somebody's hurting. You are, sir. Would you come here just a minute? Would you, saints, breathe a prayer? Where are you hurting? Right in your chest. Give me your hand. Lord, I want every Holy Ghost-filled person. Would you pray right now? You told me to, Lord. You, oh, brother, that pain's leaving. That pain is leaving in the name of Jesus Christ, whose I am. I cast you away from this, brother. Brother, I don't know you, but I know God. And I know what God has told me. I cast this. Amen. It's gone, ain't it? Is it gone? All of it's gone? It is. God, get your hands. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. He done it again, folks. He's done it again. He's done it again. If you're hurting right now, would you stand? Lift your hands and praise the God who is our healer of all our diseases. Are you hurting anywhere, brother? Anybody else got pain in your body? Brother Coon?
Yes, sir.
Where are you hurting?
From here to my toes.
Oh, God's done all over God.
I got two bad eyes, my back severe, and knees, both of them.
Pray, folks. In that name that I love, the name, oh, my Lord and my God. Brother Coon, by the,
listen,
oh, my God. Lord, in Jesus' name, every pain, I, every, my God. Praise ye, you too. Sid Schubert. My wife. Sister Cross White, are you here?
Oh, thank you,
I need you.
Thank you.
I want you and my wife to lay hands on these ladies. Lamb of God. Oh,
God,
my Lord.
More than enough.
This pain, my Lord.
More than enough, God.
I touch you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord and my God. I cast every pain from this body. And I cast it to the uttermost parts of him. My God, praise him. Praise him. Praise him, folks. Praise him. Is it gone, Brother Coon?
Hallelujah.
Have you got some? Have you got some oil?
Yes, sir.
I just want to demonstrate. I don't need it open. I'm just going to demonstrate.
Yes, sir.
Olive oil, right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and praise him. Victory is mine, thus saith the Lord. I want to show you something just a minute. I hold in my hands a little vial that's got a little bit of oil in it, about a half inch. There's no power in this oil. This is olive oil. And there's certainly no power in our hands. Then why do y'all anoint with oil? Because the Bible said do it. And the Bible is God's word. And when God says do it, we do it. And my God, have mercy. When we do what we can, God's going to do what we cannot do. I've come to tell somebody, if something's bothering you this morning, God is about to set you free. Hear me today. God is the deliverer. And he whom the Son has set free, he is free indeed. Thus saith the Lord. Are you free? Is it not hurting anymore? How about you? My Lord and my God. People look at us that are not Pentecostal and they think, them people are crazy. No, we are obedient. And when you obey God, God's about to work something today in your life. Why don't somebody else go ahead and yield to the Lord? In the name of the Lord Jesus. My God. Come on, praise him, Brother Coon. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and praise him. God's telling somebody right now, you ought to run. You say, I can't even walk. That's all right. Run in Jesus' name. Go ahead and run in Jesus' name. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Sister, my Lord. Sister Cross White, my Lord and my God's doing something in your body right now. By the word of the Holy God, whose I am. Oh, my Lord, I feel it. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Whatever she needs, God. I give in the name of the Lord. Praise him. Somebody else needs to go ahead and praise him. Let me have your attention just a minute. I'm just an old man. I don't have any strength other than what is normal. But I serve God. And we, to a large, a great degree, we have forgot this. But the Lord told his people, he said, freely you have received, freely give. And he told us the works that I do and greater than these you're going to do because I go to my Father. I don't have anything, but God spoke to me in the Word and said, I gave to you freely, you give freely. So what God gave me, I give to you in the name of Jesus. I give you victory. I give you freedom. I give you healing. I give you deliverance. I give you whatever you need by the Word and by the authority of God. Let God bless you today because I give it to you. Whatever you need, God said, I gave to you. You give to them. I give in Jesus' name. Praise him. When we speak in other tongues to the world, it seems crazy. But God chose tongues because the tongue is the hardest part of the body to rule. And you're not speaking to somebody else normally. You're speaking directly to God. And if the world thinks it's crazy, let them think it works. It works. It transforms lives. I told somebody the other day, God's the only one that can take a scallywag and make a good saint of God out of him. Whatever he says, just do it. I think I've mentioned this before. But James Kilgore, who was a very dignified man, he said he was sitting in his church one night and God spoke to him and said, you want to see me move? He said, yeah, Lord. And God said, get on the floor and roll. James Kilgore said, God, I don't do that. I would venture to say if you've lived for God any time, you have heard that voice that said, do this. No, Lord. That ain't God, that's me. That ain't God, that's the devil. And James Kilgore said, God spoke to him and said, you want to see me move? Yeah, Lord. And the second time he said, God, I don't do that, Brother Beckner does. And the third time God said, do you really want to see me move? And he said, yeah, Lord. And he said, then get on the floor and roll. And he said, the third time I hit the floor and I rolled and the Holy Ghost like a wind swept through the and he had a big church. Let me tell you something, folks. The devil ain't going to tell you to do something like that. The devil ain't going to tell you to lift your hands and praise God. The devil ain't going to tell you to run and say, I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. Some things the devil ain't ever going to tell you to do. But when you obey God, when you do what God says, I'm telling you, victory is mine and victory is sweet. Healing is mine and healing is sweet. I want to tell somebody today, is it still going, bro? Woo! Why don't you praise him? Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You know, I imagine even the other prisoners thought Paul and Silas was crazy. On the day of Pentecost, the public thought they were, they said they're a bunch of drunks. We need some drunk folks. When I say drunk, I don't mean on alcohol either. I mean on the Spirit. There was one of our preachers, I don't remember his name, pastored in the Chicago area. And he had a couple in his church that they just showed out every service. I mean, and he had a special couple came visitors one day. He said this. He said, I prayed and said, God, please don't let that couple do that. Please don't let them do like they normally do in the front of this couple. Guess what? Somewhere in the service, they hit the floor and around the church, and he thought, oh my God, they'll never come back. And quick as church was over, they cornered the pastor and they said, who is that couple? And he told them, they said, we want what they got. We want what they got. If you do what God says, somebody may see it and say, I want that too. I want that God that can heal my mama. I want that God that can set my son and my daughter drug free. I want my God, that God that can bring my family into the church. I'm telling you, let God do something through you. Yield to God. And whatever God says, go ahead and do it. Let's stand and let's love the Lord. Lord God of heaven. Woo! My Lord God, have mercy. I give to you in the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
You may have to do something. Sometimes the way we do to the human mind and the human eye, it looks crazy. But when God's in it, it's going to work. Yes. I know a preacher. In fact, I think I can still call him my friend. We've known each other for many, many years. He was new in the church. And he went home. He lived out of state. And he was a school teacher. And he went to see his folks, and he didn't know anything about praying for the sick and anointing with oil. All he knew was the Bible said anoint with oil. His mother was sick. And you're gonna think this is funny, it is. But it's all he knew. Anoint with oil. He went and got the Crisco oil. And he didn't do this. He poured it over her head. That, you say, that's crazy. It'd make me mad. You probably wouldn't get healed, but his mama did. You see, Bible said his ways are as high as the heavens are above our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. When you think about Israel walking around Jericho, that's crazy. Walking. Walking don't bring walls down unless God says do it. If you got a wall around you today, I've come to tell you, tell God, I'm going to get that wall down and I'm going to obey you. And because I'm going to obey, the wall is coming down and it's never going to be rebuilt. I say in the name of Jesus Christ, wall, come down. Come down. Come down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fear, I come against you in Jesus' name. I cast you as far as the east is from the west in Jesus' name. Fear is the opposite of faith. Had one man in my church, one of the finest I ever pastored, got the Holy Ghost at his barn. Another man got the Holy Ghost about 3 o'clock in the morning in his bed, woke up speaking in tongues. So Peter and John praying at midnight. Man, I don't know how you could pray, man. I'm going through such a trial. You might be shocked at what praying and praising God would do. Bible didn't say you're never going to have a problem when you get into church. But he said, I am never going to leave you. You say this morning, I wish the Lord was here. God is here. Anywhere you go, God's going to be there unless it's an ungodly place. I don't know when I have felt such boldness in the Holy Ghost. But let's stand and let's love him again, would you? That blind man, the Lord made mud out of his spit and then put it on that man's eye. But that didn't heal the man. It wasn't there then. Then Jesus said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went and washed and came seeing. He got healed when he did what the Lord told him to do. And when you do what God says, you mark it down, God will do his part. And when we do our part, it's a win-win situation. I'm telling you, who feels like you really got a touch from God this morning? My Lord, our brother back here. Brother Holt, are you still healed? Are you still healed from that night over here? Brother Coon, how are you feeling? Any better?
Yes, much better.
Oh, my Lord, that makes me want to shout much better. Much better. Much better. Where are those two ladies that were hurting when you came up? Are you hurting now? No pain now. No pain now. Anybody else? Oh, my. My. God bless you. We love you. Oh, my goodness. Where do you go?
Can we take just a moment and love the Lord? Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, can we lift our voice to him this morning? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, you're a good God. You're a good God. Mighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a lingering of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's still able to do it. God's still able to do it. He can do it right now. He can do it 5 minutes from now. He can do it an hour from now. If we obey. If we obey. Amen. God doesn't shut off his power. But God is still able. God is still able. God wants to work in us. Anybody believe that?
Absolutely.
God wants to work in us. God wants to help us. It's not a, well, you didn't get everything quite. He's not looking for excuses to not heal, to not help. He's looking for excuses to heal, to help. Amen. He's on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I wonder if one more time we could give Jesus a great big hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.